Hi, it's May 14, the day in 1984 when the $1 coin arrived. Introduced to us by Treasurer Paul Keating.
I have something here for all Australians. The new $1 coin. They're small, so they're not too heavy in your pocket or your purse.
The last episode of the popular 90s sitcom Seinfeld went to air on this day in 1998. Over 40 million people in the US watched Jerry, Elaine, George and Kramer sent to prison.
But you only get one call. The prison call is like the king of calls.
I think that would be a very nice gesture.
And it's the anniversary of the wedding between Crown Prince Friedrich of Denmark and Tasmanian Mary Donaldson in 2004.
The main entrance, the church, Copenhagen, and of course, once again, Danes waving with Australian and Danish flags.
May 14 birthdays, George Lucas is 77. The producer and director and creator of Star Wars says he's achieved everything he ever wanted to.
I've earned enough, I've worked enough to be able to fail the rest of my life.
Talking Heads lead singer and guitarist David Byrne is 69. David Raine is 62. The brother of James was in Australian Crawl in the early years and played with the Shantuzies, but he's better known for his time as a TV presenter, actor and traveller on Getaway.
I'm right in the heart of Canberra. This is my lodging for the night.
Brilliant Australian actress Cate Blanchett is 52.
Who wants to shake his little fist at us? We're ready to give him such a bite he'll wish he'd kept his hands in his pocket.
Jule Brownlow winner and widely regarded as the best player in the AFL, Gary Ablett Jr., turns 37.
Well, he's on again. Runs inside the 15, kicks a goal.
Mark Zuckerberg is also 37. In 2008, at just 23, he was named the youngest US billionaire after creating the Facebook empire.
Becoming increasingly important to more people. We just passed 175 million users.
And Miranda Cosgrove turns 28. She starred in School of Rock and the series iCarly.
Doing a web show online every week.
Finally, the great US entertainer Frank Sinatra died on this day in 1998, aged 82.
I did it my way.
Remembering the great Frank Sinatra on May 14.